Welcome to the round table.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Stop the party.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
I was saying, no, like the whole of South Africa has been somber and morbid like since last Saturday. Yeah. So, you know, yes, there's one thing that I always, always think about. My funeral, guys, you know the type of person that I was. Hi, guys, like be happy. Like not happy that I'm dead, but be happy that you shared a life with me and you knew me. Tina, let's be happy. I am happy that I found that video, aka that I took last year.
Oh, yeah, you found those clips.
I found one because I needed space. So I had deleted most, but I found one and he was wearing a red sweater.
It was orange.
It looked red.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone actually took a video. Someone posted a video and I thought I was on stage, bruh.
from that day. Someone posted a video from that day.
That day. In Queenstown.
Oh, I saw that.
I thought I was gonna be on stage. I was behind Nina.
Oh yeah.
And I was like,
Capital was there as well.
Yanga was there.
Who else was there?
I didn't see Don Design. Was he there?
Nah, he wasn't the DJ.
Was he the DJ?
Nah, he wasn't the DJ.
I didn't see Don Design, but I remember seeing...
Was Don there?
Is it... Well, was it Lamborghini? Yes. Zaz.
Zaz,
was he there?
Nah, it was
Zaz. No, he wasn't there. It was Yanga.
And Keenan.
No, man, there were other guys as well. There were other guys.
Because Don doesn't... UK doesn't go anywhere without Don.
Or maybe Agere, he was there. I'm not too sure.
Agere, they say Don is like the visionary. He's the guy that, and then UK is the cool. Yeah, but
how far does that go? Because apparently Tibbs is the one that introduced us to UK.
Yeah.
And UK is still the cool. So UK has, UK is just the cool, and then everyone else is mind behind.
I think Ilando Yoba. They have this vision, you know. Don Design lives that life. He's a high snobity guy.
Okay.
He's a high snobity guy. Like he's a brand, you know. He could be a bigger brand than AKA with the kind of things that his ideas, you know.
That's what I wanted to ask. My next question was going to be, what does Don Design actually do? Let's put AKA on the side. Yeah. What does Don Design actually do? What's his...
He's the creative behind AKA. Beam Group was Don Design's idea.
Okay.
The Super Mega Show, Don Design's
idea. Oh, I see.
The clothes, the merch, AKA. He's that guy. Yeah, bro. He's the brains, man. He's the brains, literally the brains, and he pushes the brand. Cool. He's got his own things that he's doing on the side. Recently became AKA's DJ after who was DJing for AKA before Don? I'm not too sure, but yeah, he's that guy, man. He's that guy. You know, he knows how to operate a brand, and obviously, Gang of AKA is managed by one of the best managers, which is Utiam. And Tiam was doing a very good job, or was doing a very good job. Same guy that's managing Musa Keys.
Oh, because it's not the first time to see Vango Tiam.
Yeah, Tiam, the guy that got slapped by Black Coffee.
Y'all have so much drama.
Yeah, dude, the camp is crazy. The camp is crazy right now.
Wow, it's with which hand?
It's what?
With which hand? Dude, we're sleeping on Black Coffee's child.
I just got that guy. I just got what you said. That was which hand? Oh,
I love Black Coffee, crazy, though. I love Black Coffee though. Love yeah, him. His his son is also very talented. I've just recently followed him. Don't know why, but he is huge. And he's not huge in South Africa. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He's bigger overseas. Wow, that's out of this world.
Yes, so.
He's doing very well.
It has been like not too long ago. It was so nice, hey? It was so nice. But I like the fact that Black Coffee actually kept it within the boundaries of Ubuntu's.
There's one thing about Black Coffee. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He does not deviate from his culture.
Yeah.
He will still remain umXhosa
waseMthatha. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one thing that he's very authentic like that. I love that guy.
Hey, man.
I love that guy.
Hey, guys. What a very sad way to start the show, you know?
I was about to say start the show.
But anyway, man, round and round around the round table, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the first official episode of 2023. This is the first time on your guys' screens. I know it's bad. I know it's sad. You know, it's just bad out there. You know, there's just bad energy in the air. Oh, be mine. It's not nice, dude.
It's not nice. It's very somber. It's mm-hmm. very. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. It's bad, man. It's really not nice.
But you know what? The saddest thing about it all is that. Hey. There was that thing a couple of years ago. Life here goes on. Mm-hmm. It's very sad to know that the following day, if you hear about anyone's past, the following day, you have to carry on with life. You have to make sure that the burial's fine.
Yeah.
Then don't, you know, mm-hmm. the music goes on. Like I heard someone that said they heard while they were DJing and then mm-hmm. in 20 seconds, they had to play the next song. Imagine like you at work, bruh, and you have to carry on with life. That's how life is. You take it in, you carry on with life.
Oh.
I think that's
the saddest part because I saw someone who wrote something similar to that. Like, yeah, okay, AK is gone, you know, but life goes on. Like, let's move on. And I think that's the saddest thing, you know. But yeah, I think it's all personal in Lela that they'll grieve, you know. It's very personal. You can take your own time.
Yes.
You take your own time. Important. You do your own thing. You do it your own way. Because that's how I've been doing it. I've been, you know, I've been in my own head, in my own world, you know, trying to feel the pain as much as possible so I can get over it and then we can move on, you know. I know for a fact that on the 24th when the album drops, that's gonna be one of the saddest moments, you know. Because he's going to get buried most before that.
Yeah, before that.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty sad. The album is still coming out. Mass Country.
Is it still coming out?
Yeah, it's still coming out.
I cannot imagine how that guy would have been when this album came out.
This album is going to be a classic. That's one thing I can tell you.
You are AKA God.
No, it's going to be a classic. But there's so many loopholes in this whole situation, you know? So many things to look at, and you know, the CCTV footage, the social media posts and everything. There's so much that's going on around this thing. And I am still sort of kind of scared of talking about it. I don't want to really get into it much, but hey, man, I just want to send big condolences, man, to the Forbes family, Nadia Nagai, DJ Zintler, Cairo, and just South Africa as a whole, we feel it. We really feel it. It's sad, man. You need the multi-talented.
We lost a gem.
Mm.
We lost a gem.
South African music industry or hip hop was standing on AKA basically, you know, where there are other artists, but he was the one person that always stood for South Africa, who always held the flag high in the literal sense, because whenever he performed, he'd always have
the South African flag
on the microphone stand. You know what I mean? So it's a big deal. It's really a big deal.
And he loved South Africa. He loved his country.
He fought for it, man.
There's one musician that I know loved South Africa. He wanted to be big here at home before he got bigger in other countries. And he was huge here.
He was big.
He was huge.
Yeah. He was big. Every single post that I've been seeing on Facebook, all the sponsored posts and all of that, they come onto your wall I mean, your feed without you even, you know, searching or anything like that. It just comes through. That's how big he was. That's how much of an impact he had in South Africa and all around the world, because I saw people like Swiss Beats, you know, reposting, and, you know, so many people commenting on his last post on Instagram. Oh, man.
There was even a statement made by president of, is it Ghana?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, passing his condolences as well.
Mm.
And he, and I was like, yeah, this guy, really? He was huge. AKA was really big.
Yeah, man, he was huge, man. He was big. But it hits me so hard, guys. Yo, there's really so much that's being said on social media. And I decided that, I, you know what, I'm just going to take a break and just leave everything, you know, because, and people, Jan, I don't know how people are, man. People are insensitive a bit, you know. That's how I feel. I mean, that post, that video, and the CCTV footage, I understand why it came out, because I think if being a Pumanga, then there'd be a situation where the evidence is hidden, you know, or they would come up with something saying, I know the CCTV wasn't working, or that camera wasn't working, you know, something like that.
Yeah, because now we know that it wasn't a drive-by.
I know.
It wasn't six shots.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it was planned.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing different things in the CCTV footage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, now we are also questioning a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
So, obviously, now we are sitting as the audience, and we're like, hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Kenan's parents are also seeing this thing. Obviously, they saw it first. You know,
and there's so many questions and doubts and, you know, so many suspicions. People, Note are going crazy on the other end. I love what Note is doing. I love what Note is doing, because it's something that would never be done by anyone else.
I don't think anyone else would do it. Mm. I really don't think so. But Note is wild and raw.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't want Becky Taylor anywhere close to
him. He hasn't said anything.
I don't want him close to this. Nah, get peace. Because there's no need for him to say anything. He must just shut up and just do his own thing.
And Hoya, right? His teacher diploma.
Exactly. He's got a teacher's diploma. He must just go teach. That's exactly what he must do. Senzo Manyua's case, he said something, nothing happened about that.
Yeah.
You know, so many cases. DJ Somebody, he said something, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Tavern shooting in East London. Where was that place?
Was it East London?
Enyebeni or whatever, close to East London, yeah, or somewhere around there. Enyebeni, he said something. What happened about that? Nothing.
Was it shootings or was it?
It wasn't a shooting.
But it was people kids who died.
Sorry, it kids wasn't a died. Shooting, but kids died. He said something about that, but nothing happened.
Yo, his silence is very loud, though.
Nothing happened.
His silence is very loud.
It's sad. It saddens me. It really saddens me. I like what Note is doing, and I want him to continue doing what he's doing, and we must find the people that did this, guys. We must find the people that did this. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen to them, but let's get to the bottom of it.
I would like at least those two people to be arrested, the ones that fired the shot, because, you know, that's where the case is going to end. Unfortunately, in South Africa, that's where it's going to end. You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying, at least those two people that fired the shots, they must get arrested. We will not find the full story.
Yeah,
do you understand what I mean?
We'll never get it. We will never get the full story, but it's sad, man.
South Africa is very wild. Do you know that it's been 10 years since Oscar Pistorius shot Reeva Steenkamp? 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like 10 years.
It doesn't.
And he's due for some sort of parole next month. He was supposed to be getting some parole, but then his parents has got revoked.
I think I remember something like that last year. They were talking about that last year, early last year, or mid last year. And then I think they denied. But now I think he'll be going in for another hearing or something like that. And then they'll make a decision from there. But man.
10 years. Doesn't feel like it, eh?
Dude, it was just now. You know? I was in grade, what? I was in matric?
Were you in matric?
I was in grade 8.
I was working at APSA.
Yeah.
I remember I've been on Twitter for more than 10 years.
Damn. 10 years is nothing, eh?
10 years is nothing. Because I remember I was reading the...
Dog, I was in matric, bruh.
You were in matric.
I was in
matric. It's been 10 years, obviously.
I was in matric.
You're in matric.
I was in matric. Oh, my God. That reminds me. There's a big... Actually, you know what? Just to get on a lighter note, you know, because yeah. It's sad, man. It's really sad. I don't want to dwell too much on it.
Yes.
I really don't want to dwell too much on it. But talking about 10 years, hey, we got the reunion. We got the reunion coming up. Ooh, man, super exciting stuff. Super exciting stuff. And people are already ordering stuff and, you know, ordering the clothes and all of that. It's very nice, man.
I can imagine, man. Like, for you guys, it feels so different to have a reunion. Like, it's the biggest event in Queenstown.
Yeah.
In April.
Yeah.
For the year, dude.
For the year, there's nothing else that beats that. I think we'll be competing with YOLO as well, because YOLO's got a 10-year celebration, 10-year anniversary type of thing. So,
okay.
Yeah. It was, they asked us which artists would we want there, like as the old boys, but I'm like, hey, you know, my favorite artist is no more, so I don't know.
I really think this year they would have brought him, though.
Ah, definitely.
They would have shut
the building down. I'm telling you, he would have shut it down big time. Imagine, ooh, that intimacy and having him on stage.
There's one thing about it, like when it's that intimate, there's something about intimacy that makes the ambience nice.
Dude, I can imagine how crazy it would have been. But man, it is what it is. We'll have other people. Man. We'll get other entertainment. It'll be nice. Definitely something to look forward to. It's on the 2021. That 20th. Weekend.
This is the 20th. Yeah, isn't it the 12th?
No, it's not the 12th. It's after my
day. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, man. But yeah, dude, it's sad. It's really sad. But yeah, I just want to move away from that now. I just want to talk about other.
Okay.
Yeah. What's on your mind? Actually, I didn't even ask you, like, how you feel, how you are. I don't know, man. Like, it's just a weird show, dude.
I know it is a weird show. It's unconventional today, and it's okay. I actually understand because it's a very emotional.
I said
it's an emotional. Quite. Like, dude, tune into radio this week. Tune into people's your timeline.
Yeah.
Your feed, your Instagram, your Twitter, your everything.
For me.
It's just sad. I don't even think Valentine's actually felt like Valentine's. Am I right?
It didn't. The way it didn't feel like it, I didn't even notice the red roses and the cups, the mugs, and the teddy bears at spa and all of those kind of places. I didn't notice anything. I didn't even see people buying gifts. I wasn't even out of the house. I didn't even get out of the house.
Okay, the only time I actually saw someone buying roses was at the robots. And I think they had forgotten that it's Valentine's.
Yeah, no, clean that one.
So they're literally...
Yeah, no, that guy forgot.
This was like after school.
I forgot.
We're robots.
He forgot. I know those 101 ones.
Hey, at the robots.
But it's the thought that counts, man.
I was like, hey,
it's
man.
The thought that counts. Yes, someone actually posted a status on WhatsApp. I think it was that person, or I think it was a friend of that person asking whether that gift was cute. They had sent a picture of a watch from Druet.
From Druet.
And then I commented and I was like, I'm a G-man. That was funny. No, man. But I did end up saying that. No, man, it's the thought that counts, you know? It's the thought that counts. I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be absolutely anything. It's just the thought that counts. I own a gifting business. So mm-hmm. I know these things. The only clients that, 90% of my clients are men.
Okay.
90%.
Why is it that, guys? Why is it that? Where are the ladies? Why didn't I see guys posting their gifts?
I saw a nice gift pack, like a young Jameson with a little pair of socks and cufflinks.
You never forget the cufflinks. Do you even wear cufflinks?
Come on, guys. Do you even wear cufflinks?
I have.
You have.
I have two pairs.
You have two pairs.
I don't.
When was the last time you wore them?
In the last
2 years.
Yeah, during that first lockdown.
It was he happy?
It was the memorial.
Oh, okay. Cufflinks?
Yeah. Tricky. It's weird. It's really spicy. I don't understand.
Really?
Guys, you guys don't put effort into buying us gifts, though.
I want to speak up for the ladies. Mm-hmm. It's because we bought the gifts and then they will not appreciate it. So now, Nifeli Zonozabani.
Oh my God.
And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it happens like that. The thing is, sometimes you get hurt. And you're like, you know what? I ain't doing this again.
Okay.
Until you prove yourself. So, you probably haven't proved yourself, you know, or whatever. Or, you know, sometimes, as I told you, like, Valentine's belongs to ladies. Like, let's just let it
go. Guys, it's not like that. Even
let's just
me.
Let it go. Let's just let it. It's the ladies' day.
I wanted to ask someone to be their Valentine. But that person, I know for a fact, 100%, they weren't going to give me that gift. They weren't going to give me Jack.
No, it's just a young call out. You know who you are.
I know for a fact that I wasn't going to get anything for Valentine. And it sucks.
Is that true?
Dude, it's a two-way thing. Mas nigga nigga. Nigga nigga. Come on now. Give me.
You can't call it out. Whoa, comrade. Chief, you can't be calling out people.
It is what it is.
What?
It is, I am.
What?
I am.
This is personal. Whoever you are, this is personal.
No, guys, there's so many things that are happening right now, and I think a better chance it would have made it okay.
Emotional.
I think a Valentine's gift would have made it better.
This is wild, guys. Okay, I get it. You know what? It probably would have made it better. Yeah. Wow.
It really would have. I mean, come on, guys. Cufflinks, you know, that package from... What's that place? There's another place, man. Someone. Florist something. Man, I forgot about it. Net Florist. That package from Net Florist. And then you can get the card holders and all of those kind of things branded from the Lux Home. Then you... Oh man, you have seen flames, eh? Who hurt you?
Point of order.
Okay, fine. Cool. Guys, Valentine's is a big deal for women as well. So, come on.
Valentine's is big for one person. LKG, guys.
Hey, who was she this time?
Ludwig.
I know, guys, but she was overseas. She was doing her thing.
She warned you guys.
How did she warn? What did she say?
She said, I was listening to Metro the other day, and then they were saying, LKG, Valentine's is coming up. Akira, it's your day. You know how prof is.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to your day, and then LKG laughed. we'll see, or something like that. I don't remember what she said, but she was very mellow about it. And then the one time I saw on social media, way back, she said it's been 2 years since she got the cultural things done, like the Lebola and whatever. She didn't have a big celebration with Boom Chapa Wagner, but she's married. And all of that. But she's only going to get the white wedding and whatever weddings that she's going to have after 2 years, because they wanted to know if they could last for like 2 years. So they lasted. So now...
No, wait. What do you mean? they were, that 2 years was like a test.
Eh, wait, that's what she said. I don't remember what show this was. Yeah, what was it? She was saying it herself. She was like, oh, my love, after 2 years of doing this, then we're going to have a white wedding, or we're going to have like whatever celebration to umema abantu and have a big thing and have a beautiful thing. It was 2 years.
No, what's the point of doing that? I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, if you love this person and you really, really down to be with them, napakati, amen, then why not? Like, don't have intosoba, no, we're twisting it out. Because that thing, when you saying that, no, I'm giving you 2 years to see if this thing is going to work, it's almost as if you're saying, that is not make sure.
Because
you get me.
Now I actually saw it like that. I won't lie.
Nah, dude. It's basically them saying that, hey, I just make sure. This just.
I remember. I remember it being like that. And then she had the. It was a very intimate thing, that thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then she, I think it was just the lobola thing done. I'm okay. Not too sure.
Yeah, but if they lobola, then, I mean,
they married.
You know?
Hey, but why? Hold on. I think that we're talking about this lobola thing.
Okay.
Oh, did Pearl Tosi not go and say that, no, but Zinhle isn't married yet. She's married. Why is she being spicy?
Pearl is not right, man. Pearl is not okay. I think
Pearl is just
being she's a hater.
Yeah,
she's a hater. Maybe I think the reason why she'll say things like that is because she's not entirely happy about the fact that she's not part of Zinhle's life anymore.
Yeah, she's not that close with her anymore.
Yeah, she's not really that close anymore. I even saw this video. I think it was last year, maybe. I think they were at a gig. and then Zinhle just didn't pay attention to her. Like, she was at the booth, and then DJ Zinhle was there with that colored guy, Indian guy.
Her
or something like that. And they were just jamming to music. And Pearl Sheb wears a muspag, trying to be part of the crew. But
from looking in from the outside, I think Pearl Tosi did something. She can't be trusted. I don't know what it is, but it looks like she did something. Because Zinhle is not...
Maybe it's that Keenan story. Maybe it's that Keenan story. You never know. Boys will be boys. Pearl will be Pearl. I mean, Pearl was on Choice. Fine. Have you ever received a Valentine's gift?
Yeah.
What was it? When?
Mags.
1990?
It was a mag. It was roses. It was all of that stuff. All that.
The huge.
All the candy. Yeah. The nice. The nice. Those nice cute little things.
I've received.
You received a very nice one. And you were like. I remember. You were like.
When was that? Was it my birthday?
Is this mine? No, it was Valentine's. Is this mine?
Which one was it?
It was a big little...
Oh, the black one?
No, it was the other one. And I was like, yo, this guy, you're clearly doing something right. See what I mean? Now, would... Okay.
Yeah.
Would that person get you another gift for Valentine's again? No. What? Because you know what? You didn't get a gift, did you? I would have been involved in that gift because I'm your sister, dog.
I didn't get her a gift.
Exactly. But you got a massive, beautiful thought out, beautifully executed.
That's because
came with a whole courier company. I actually thought the gift was mine. Everyone at home laughed. Yo, guys, life forgot a formula. But it was so beautiful. It was so nice.
Yeah.
You are what? What's your excuse? You are what?
I think I had gotten her something just before, or like earlier than that. I don't know.
You're probably like, no, because I asked you, what did you get her? And you're like, ah, oh, Joy Valentine's. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, that's why we girls don't get
guys things.
No.
Ah, guys. Nanda ifuna mna.
Ifuna late.
Ah, go, it's fine. I've forgiven it. I won't get a gift now.
Ah, kalokusan sishuba. Ifuna late. Ifuna later in your years. Now you have matured.
Yes.
Now you're thinking about the future and you're thinking about things and you're like, you know what? I love these things.
No.
But at first you were like, you know what? I'm busy being a, you know, busy being primo.
Nah, man. But I gifted myself this year, so it's fine. I gifted myself.
I always gift myself. I don't even.
But I gifted myself with something that's so close to me. You know, something that I feel like I've needed for the longest time.
Which is what?
Peace and happiness.
Wow.
Peace and happiness. So I've decided that I'm going to be single for the next 2 years.
You're going to like gift layer.
I just focus on
take this one anywhere.
Don't sell it anywhere. It's very free.
But you know what? You must accept it.
Yeah.
Even if it's horrible, sometimes you must accept
it. It gets lonely. It will get lonely sometimes. And you will
need... I can't believe this is you.
But for real, do not.
Because you be... The last time you were like, ah, I'm here to have fun. Me, I'm young.
More
free. More. I'm free. Now you're like, ah, single for the next 2 years.
I realized like being single and wanting to, you know, have fun and it's taxing. It's really taxing. Chill, do your own thing in your corner, build what you want to build. If you want to build a podcast, if you want to just focus on yourself, you know, for a period of time, and you'll see the right person will eventually come through.
And you know? They will come through without you even looking,
and you don't have to search. Guys, don't go on Tinder now and try and find stop. Love
stop being thirsty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, Tinder is Tinder gives me thirsty vibes.
Stop being thirsty.
Tinder gives
don't me. Be thirsty. Yeah, you're giving off thirsty.
I remember this one person that I was talking to. She's like, hey, I'm so single. I think I'm gonna go on Tinder. I'm like, hey,
you're gonna go on Tinder. We had this discussion when Tinder was
I did it for an experiment. It was an experiment. And I messed around and found out.
And
out.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You mess around and you find out.
Mando Mazana Zipai showed me flames. Not flames. I mean, just like.
Just like a little fire, Nyana.
Yeah, just a little fire.
Crackers.
Busy crackers.
Crackers.
The busy crackers.
Your two suckers are crackers.
Cut me, Joe. No, cut me. Yeah. These ones. Yeah, man. No, but I think people are just going through the most, man, and just trying to find some kind of entertainment, you know, trying to deal with. It's part of it. It comes with that. Oh, damn, I'm wanted. I'm, you know, trying to boost yourself. That's how I think about it. You know, it's a very stupid thing. It's not, because Abanye Abantu really found love on Tinder.
You think?
Yeah, other people do find love. There was a couple that was getting married. No. They met each other on Tinder.
There's a lady. I won't say who she is, but she found her husband on Twitter.
On Tinder.
On Tinder.
Yeah, but on Twitter. They had
beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then she relocated. And then now she's not living with the husband anymore. And we don't know why.
You can't just meet over FaceTime.
You know?
You can't just be over FaceTime.
And get married.
And get married. No, because you can date for the longest time and get to know that person. It's strange, guys. Zangape, Australia.
You know? There's no formula, guys. There's no formula. But Nyanika, I think what's important is what you just said. Do you stay in your own lane and build what you want to build? Reach your goals, and you know, in the little breaks, Nyana, that you take, there will be someone that will come through, and you'll be like, you know what?
I like this person.
Hi, man. And then this person is like all you dream about, and you're like, ah, man. No, man.
Yeah, man. And I'm big on like reciprocation, you know? I'm big on that.
Okay.
It must be like a mirror. You know?
Yeah.
It must be like a mirror. The moment I feel like I'm not getting good energy from you, Oganye, I'm not getting good vibes from you, and the minute I feel like I'm giving too much is the minute I pull back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I think that should be your
because I know what I'm capable
threshold.
Of. Yeah, I know what I'm capable of. I will love the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. And I will make you very happy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't want to be taken for a ride.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
I don't want to be taken for a ride. So that's why I've decided that listen, for the next 2 years, fine, I'm gonna focus on what I need to build. I'm gonna focus on my brand and I'm gonna make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. I'm gonna mm-hmm. make it work, my goals, everything. Like that's on the top of my mind. Someone to date? No, I'm fine. I'm all right.
He's still single. he's not ready to mingle, but yeah. He's single.
No. I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy where I'm at. I realized that I've been trying to force situations.
Okay, okay.
Trying to force situations. So I'm like, it doesn't matter anymore, you know? You just do me and you just chill out.
Yeah, and chilling out is, it's. I think it's relaxing, guys. It's relaxing where you just stay in your own lane. Now I just protect myself and I just build that wall. I don't care whether anyone says that it's unhealthy or whatever. I build it. I don't care.
Mm.
Right now, I'm just doing me, build that wall, and I'm fine. Yeah. Try to clean down the pool, you know?
And it's okay.
It's okay.
You are at peace. Think of you whenever you feel like you're lonely and you feel like, oh, no, I'm going to be... Think of that time when you were going through the most with that character and be like, yo, I don't want to be back there. You get me? I don't want to be back there again. So, I'm sorry.
What happened to you?
Hey, dog, I saw some flames.
What?
I saw some flames, dog.
This is very deep. I didn't think it was going to get this deep.
Jolo.
DJ 98. We again.
Niza uyeka.
Vuke namhlanje wathi. Andithe niza uyeka. Andithe niza uyeka. Okay, 98 guys, hi.
But it's straight up facts, like right at time. It's straight up facts. It's ubi. But when it's nice, very
nice. Yeah, when it's nice, it's very nice. And you keep on seeing other people. Hey, Betuna. You keep on seeing people and you're like, hey, you know what? You know what?
No, man. Imagine when guys like... As I was watching someone who recently got married on Facebook.
Mm.
It's a young couple from Queenstown. And in December, they were in Queenstown. I bumped into them.
Mm.
The wife was wearing...
Amatan. Oh, okay. Like, ooh, feels beautiful.
You know? And like, this is awkward. So I'm like, oh, man. This is so beautiful. This is cute. Fine. And then now on Valentine's Day, come on, the Yeklo restaurant that they went to. And then now she's complaining, but oh my gosh, they were given like as a gourmet meals. And she feels like eating on a masi afterwards because of a shoot tank. I'm like, oh man, this is so cute. And then the husband is also commenting. Yeah, most of my guests. I'm like, oh, you know, black love, young love, oh man, it's really nice. It's really nice when you watch it from a distance.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful to watch. I remember you were saying that, in December, actually.
About our cousin.
You were like, it's such a nice thing to actually watch. It's the first time we had met the wife.
Yeah.
And she was absolutely sweet. She was a sweetheart, beautiful baby girl. And they were just cute and beautiful, beautiful little family, you know? Yeah. And we're like, yo, ay, brah, this is nice. Why are you not going to not to sweat? I'm like, ow.
Because now I'm going to I messed around and found out. I'm trying to get it, but why? Because it looks so beautiful,
bruh. Why?
It looks so beautiful. Young black love is such a beautiful thing, right? I think bubu menemen. Oh, we are bubu kubusha.
I feel like it's a Kamehameha. Love that show.
Yeah.
Love that show. Dude, My parents
like
got
Stokey,
me.
Man. I like Stokey, man.
My parents got me into that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is how it happened. Okay, the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, okay, nah. I will probably get the hang of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think I forgot to watch it, or I was just busy with other things. Oh no. And then something came out. There was something that I was binging on. And I was like, you know what? No, I will catch up. Mm-hmm. I caught up because my parents were watching it as well. And my dad was laughing the one time, and I was like, okay, let me give
you a corner.
There's something yeah, there. Yeah. Beautiful show. Love it. I love it because I can relate to it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
in
our language. Really?
Guys. We are sorry. It's so close to the airport, so whenever they fly out, we...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I watch it, mm-hmm. I relate to it. And it's in our language. And it's probably not on the script, yeah. But you know, as Tosa people, I think we are the most interesting people.
I think they're given guidelines, and then they always, you know, like, add their own spice and their own personality to it.
Stokey doesn't have a script.
I would love to be in a production like that, but not that I would act or anything, but like a production where they like, that's the script.
They give you that allowance. That's
Nazi guidelines. Yeah, stick.
Stick to this.
Stick to this.
And now you go.
I had a Nazi script, guys, but he kills it. And he's got that much experience.
He is amazing. And he is absolutely the character that he plays. It looks like him. It's it's like he's born for that.
Yeah.
He's born for that. I also love.
When the week long to Joe. I like him, man. I really do. But my closer kill it, bro. Kill it. I was like, he's not make sure, you know.
Hey,
I was like, he's not make sure. But over time, because I'm not a TV guy. But like, I'm like, hi man. And then I ended up chilling in and watching the whole episode. Did you mean? And now I'm starting to follow. But I went back
because they were watching a certain episode, and then I was like, you know what? No, I want to know the backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went back. Oh, man. Love it. Oh, ooh. I love the whole cast. Even the girl from, I know her from Facebook. But Ulona. We all know Ulona's crazy, but Ulona is the most
battered.
She's the most chilled person. She acts her role very beautifully. She's an old, it reminds me of me.
Yeah.
But she's a bit too chill. Because I'm talak no tulan.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Reminds me of me. Very reckless. No, but not in a bad way. But when you're very, you're free spirited. Now I'm more of a.
You're a thinker.
You know? And
you're a thinker, premeditated. Premeditated action. Whatever you do is premeditated. Anyway, you don't just move. I don't care. I will sort you out. If I've got a situation with you, I need to handle it. And that's what I realized. Yes, Mugun Kulai, that I don't let things go.
I thought you do.
No. I don't let things go. It's fine now. It's like, yeah. Let's meet each other a little later. Because I'm funu kuperum sindo amku at that time.
Okay,
you
know? Okay.
So
I'll
let you be, and then I'll come back to you and tell you that, listen, you messed with me. You messed with me, and I don't like that. This is where you got me screwed up. Yeah. What do you think
at that time someone is going to come back and talk to you and say, like, you can't stand as I am at that time?
Rather than escalating the fight, Oganya escalating whatever situation at that specific time, Gogienza guy, at that current moment, I don't want to be part of that because I know that I can lose it like that. Yeah, well, so I might as well just
control your feelings.
Control my feelings, let go, and then come back when I'm fine, when I'm chilled, and be like, hey man, I didn't like this and this and this and that and that. Then we can move on from that.
What if this is like 3 years down the line?
It can't be 3 years. It's usually like an hour max. It can't be 3 years. two hours max, 3 hours max. Even if I hit you up on the phone, I'll call you. I don't mind.
I thought this was like, you know, like,
you know what? I called up someone, actually. Story time. I called someone. I called someone out.
Right now.
I called someone out. When was it? We left on Sunday. We left on Sunday. On Saturday, I called someone out. They came and they parked in front of the gate. Finally, I went out. Like, you know what? I think it's about time I actually talk to this person about this. They're like, why are you going around saying this about me? I actually spoke to the person who you said, and they said that, why are you going around saying that? No. Okay, let's call the person OT.
Really? Are you that type of a person?
I picked up the phone. And we were on a phone call with that person. So we were all having a conversation, all three of us. I'm like, no. You can hear that this person is saying this is not true. Then why are you going around saying this about me? You don't do that. And then obviously, yeah, that's when I dropped the phone. And then I dealt with the person that was in front of me. We spoke. They apologized. They left. That was it. I was like, good. Go fix that thing, Fooch. Don't go around saying bad things about people that are not true. Word. If it was true, I wouldn't have contested. Social media influencers. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Facebook influencers, food, not even social.
Social media,
Facebook. You know, Facebook. Facebook is a village.
I didn't know that you were that type of a person. Yay.
No, dude.
Did this now give you some sort of relief? Did it kill your anxiety? Because I know that sometimes when this sort of thing happens, you just become anxious when you around certain people.
It did definitely. It made me feel better. It made me feel better because
it wasn't about. So basically, it wasn't about confronting the person. It was about making yourself feel better.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
got you.
That's exactly what it was about.
Got you because. At the end of the day, sometimes we might say, no, we must control our emotions, control our feelings and whatever. But sometimes that is your means of control by making it a fair thing. You're about, okay, all parties must be present.
Yeah.
And then we must find the truth. And then after we find the truth, then you realize where you went wrong. You realize where you went wrong. You realize that, you know what? I'm exonerated from any of the nonsense that you guys were saying about me. So yeah, I feel good now. I'm better. And it actually does make you feel good.
I felt great. I felt great. Not like, but I am helpful.
Yeah, I won.
No, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Ikamalam is cleared.
Yes.
I'm fine. And I don't feel, and now Landryoba, when I'm going to be around, people that know these people, oh shit, they probably know. Oh, you know, now I can go to those people and be like, hey, go ask so-and-so about that situation that, yeah, bro,
I was going to say, even if you are now in a group setting and that person is present, that said something about you.
Yes.
Now, some stupid idiot is going to say, hey, man, and then that person is going to be like,
exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
And they won't be able to say it with their chest at that time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And you'll be like,
so uti nigengo.
Even if they didn't go and clear your name, but at that time, it will be cleared. It will be obvious.
I wanted to talk to the person that came up with this whole thing because it's someone that I knew, someone that I've spoken to, someone that I've spoken to even after this whole situation. That an ambuza that first time where you tetangayo. But ni tata pilendo ni tetai. Okay, fine. Wabe enge eko lumdu wabe tetangayo. So na kondo okay, as in don't it's fine. Mandim yeg. There will come a time where I'll be able to have that person. And then it happened. I wasn't even planning it in my head. I was like, okay, you know what? I think it's time. Go into that driveway. But it's time, nigga. Stop! Let me sort this out. That was one of the weird things that have been said about me, and I didn't like it, man. I didn't like it. But yeah, we do. I got it sorted out, and yeah, man, feels better, feels good.
I think that's why we
because there's things,
yeah,
bottling things up,
things like that.
It's bottling things up. It shouldn't be that way, bruh. Mm. It really shouldn't be that way because, hey, when you bottle things up, man, it comes to a point where now you have to burst.
Yeah.
And when you do, you'll do it even to the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It can be you in traffic and someone just cuts you off or something like that. And get a pump kwako, stop the car, and you get into a big fight and you get shot and you die.
And you die.
Yeah, bro?
Yeah. While you, we are.
Get a pleasure, we're stress sendo, ANZK. Dala.
A long, long time ago. Or maybe you're coming back from dropping off your kid at school, bruh.
Mm.
And you, that child expects you to come and get them again. And then you were shot in traffic.
Oh, Cairo, man. It'll always get back there, guys. It'll always get back there. I mean, it's the most recent shooting that we've heard about. Or it's the most recent death that we've heard about. So everything that's got to do with death, we'll always go back to Kenan's. Yeah, but we'll always reference Kenan's situation because Kenan, Ukairo lindelo tata akakoto. Yeah, manzo tata kefutu ba ibese tepe. I'm pretty sure they have that kind of relationship. You know,
there was a video that was going out. While Zinka was pregnant, and she was talking to Kairo and saying, "When was the last time you spoke to Daddy?" And then she's like, "I don't know." And then she's like, "No, but speak to him. You must check on your dad all the time."
Mm.
You know? And I'm actually, she's a phenomenal person.
Mm.
That's one thing I'll give my, like, she needs to get her roses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get her flowers.
Mm.
She is a phenomenal woman. Yes, she was mad. She was scorned. She was a hurt woman. But you know what? That didn't stop her from having a beautiful relationship with aka Ulandu's no Cairo and the family as well. We have Hananabo, and as a matter of fact, Lento, it happened, but she's a very strong woman. I really love her. I've always loved Tizil. I don't know.
Yeah, Tizil has always been that kind of girl. You know, she gives me those vibes that, like,
but she's grown, man.
They're cool.
She's grown. I was talking about her.
She's a mogul now.
She is.
She's a mogul now. She's killing it.
She even has furniture. She even has property. I was telling mom about her. And I was like, all her businesses, oh my word, they like generational wealth.
That's when you know that you've built your brand to an extent where no one can do anything to your brand. Only you can mess it up. That's when you know that your brand is amazing.
Break. You know, they always say, you always learn something. Every day you learn something.
Yeah.
And our brains are only functioning at how many percent? Percentage? That's not even 50. That's what they said.
Nah, it's very low.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Yo, son, masababtin. Anyway, what did you learn yesterday? Like, honestly, random question, but what did you learn yesterday? Anything. It could be absolutely anything. Even why the cheese are free. Central.
It has to be about my dog, man. It has to be my dog. Because I recently got a puppy, new breed, never bred a poodle bull before. So I got one of those. And I learned that they can be quite needy. Because I was watching my dog, like in the AMs. It was like literally in front of my sliding door. I'm trying to get it out of the house. Because it was a puppy and it stayed in the house, but now it's growing and it's becoming a big dog. So I'm like, no, can't stay in this. You have to be out there.
Okay.
And Shem, it was crying the whole night. And I was like, hey, man, you can't come inside yet. Yeah, well, but I read up on it and I was like, oh, okay. So they are needy dogs. if you show them this one thing that they like, which for her was sleeping inside, they don't want to let it go.
She's very spoiled.
Exactly.
Because you know when you're not here, she doesn't do any of that.
She doesn't because it's me. She knows how I feel about her.
Oh.
So they take advantage of those kind of things. And they're very, very, very. But it's a beautiful breed. Man. They're quite smart.
They're very, very weird because I'm now used to a house dog. Kiko is a house dog and he chills. You know, he chills with us on the couch. We'll watch a movie together. He will completely sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a bed and he will be fine.
Yeah. As for the other one, though?
She thinks she's a house dog.
She's a whole lion, that one.
Because now she's grown.
Yeah, I know she's big. Eh? Yeah, she's big. And she's like, how old? 3 months.
And she's not that big, but she's big.
Yeah. For a dog that stays in the house, I don't think that's normal. Like,
I thought I was ready for a dog. And mind you, the breed that I like is...
Bigger than this. Way bigger.
Yeah.
Great Danes aren't
small. Great Danes are huge. Dogs. And I'm just not make sure now.
Yeah, no. Bruh, it's difficult owning a dog. And there's a lot of work. That I will tell you. It's not something that you could get like for a 10-year-old kid.
The poop.
I'm telling you. The feeding. The training. All of those kind of things. Because I'll funu by numratu ratu enja. Exactly. You don't want to have a mratu ratu for a dog, right?
Oh, shame. But you know, we were traveling in a smoker. Okay. Our dogs are travelers with us.
Yeah.
So now, Bentley is not used to traveling with us. So we don't know her needs. So she came right into the front. I was driving. She came right into the front and it was so weird because she's so big and I don't understand. And she was absolutely fine the whole way. And I'm like, dude, like, really? What are you doing? And then she went and she sat on my dad's lap. And then my dad was like, what's wrong? What's wrong, girlie? What's wrong? Oh, my word. I was like, no, man, this dog is disrupting me, you know?
Yeah.
And then she had to move back. As she was moving back, did she not start pooping in the car? Oh, my word.
Oh, my God.
I was no ways. We had to quickly stop. Get stop. Emergency stop.
Was it like runny poop or like...
I don't know because I wasn't there by the poop side. I was just by the head side.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was on. Oh, my word. She's pooping.
So weird.
And then we quickly stopped.
Uh-huh.
Thank God. We were just coming out of a small little town, Jay.
Yeah.
And then we stopped. And then she got a leash. And then we quickly just... Daba, she was saying, stop. Hey, you need to stop now. Something is happening to me. You know?
Oh, shit.
So now we know. And you know what? I like bathroom breaks for the dogs.
Yeah. And it should be like that.
You know, it was the first time. Yo, guys, now we know.
Bad. Yeah, I stop every now and then when I travel with them.
We also stopped. We were about to stop. I think it was just 10 minutes until we stopped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it was too late.
So it was a little too late.
But at least she didn't poop in the car. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, man. But the last time I think she pooped in the car, I think she was like still a puppy. Like puppy. And her tummy was running. And she pooped on dad's hands. And she and dad had to... You know, quickly sort it out. And then, yeah. And then we carried on with the way. But it is what it is, man. Dogs poop all the time. Come on.
Where?
On the grass.
Oh, my word. Fresh poop is the worst. Oh, my
God. Yeah, I remember when I was in Queenstown trying to clean up the yard. Clean up after my pit bulls. Oh, my. I threw up.
You didn't even gag.
No. I was gagging while I was doing it, but then I ended up throwing up. And then, yeah, I continued and I did it. But I realized, because now that I was doing it for Bentley, like, I don't feel, you know, it's like...
I was about to ask, every single celebrity that actually go that has a dog goes through that nonsense?
Yeah. If you love your dogs, you're going to do that. Or if they have someone who does that.
I think I must just hold on for La Great Indian.
What did you learn? Since I learned about my dog, what did you learn yesterday?
I learned that AKA is the best musician out there. He's a genius. His samples are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And his entity was part of Entity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I knew AKA. Wild Room, guys.
Yes. Wild
Room, TV.
Yes.
That's when AKA went to Wild Room.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we Entity. There was this song. I just don't remember what it was.
First gear, second gear, third gear.
Fourth gear. That's the first song I knew, your AKA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he was part of Entity, rap group. He was part of Ivy League. Beats.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Yeah. I didn't even know. You know, he was just a genius. His samples are insane. One in South Africa, I don't even think not in the world, probably. Because the genre of music that he does is hip hop.
Yeah, but he samples
everything.
Everything. House, classic, jazz, Baganga just now.
You know? He was insane, that guy.
Yo, aye, guys. No.
We lost a gem.
He's really talented.
Yo, we lost a gem.
He's really, really talented. Casper ain't got nothing on him. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying to. But that guy's consistent. And he's doing his thing. Yes, he played around with Abo Bovamania and all of that. But that was just experimenting, I think, you know. I mean, it was during COVID. Who drops an album? Who drops anything serious during that time? I mean, if you established in the game, then you can just play around. Because you're not even going to go perform those songs. You understand? So that's why I'm saying Upovamania was just play. You know, Jay, here's something for you guys.
Ben.
I
saw the samples. It was a thread on Twitter. So I retweeted it because I wanted to remember it. Yeah. I actually should have tagged. I tagged you on something and you didn't even respond.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not logged in. I do have the app, but I'm not logged in because I just don't want to be on Twitter.
Yeah, you know. Nota all of a sudden not logged in.
Oh, come on. I'm not trying to be Nota, but for real though, I'm not logged in on thingy.
Everyone's going crazy on Twitter though. I understand you.
Exactly. Twitter's is a very toxic place. You need to be a certain type of person to be on Twitter.
Like what type of person?
You need to have a thick skin. You have to be very vocal about things. You have to...
But I'm not vocal. I'm very quiet on Twitter.
I mean, there's people like you on Twitter, and then there are people like Nota on Twitter.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah?
Nota's wilder.
People like Nota on Twitter. People like Khani on Twitter. Funny guys. You know?
I follow Khani, but he's...
He's not on Twitter anymore.
He hasn't been tweeting.
He's always on the
Khani tweet. Is very funny on Facebook.
He's back on Facebook now. And he's very
Khani,
funny.
When are you coming to the podcast?
I've been. I hit him up once. What did he say? I think it was me. I think I didn't pull through. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was him. I was going to be like,
no, but I think Boopi is way too. No one available also. No one's back. You know, that kind of thing.
I know someone that needs to pull up as well. But I want them separately.
Yeah.
I don't want them at the same time. It's just going to be too much.
Yeah. Khani needs to come to the podcast. I think he's got shit to say that we'd like to hear.
It's real.
Okay.
Wait,
let us
just
for okay, We got you. Dude, there were floods in Queenstown. Hey, bro. So check.
What's like a flood?
Oh wow. Dude, it was bad, eh? It was really bad.
Bruh. The flooding thing. When did it happen? A week ago.
Yeah.
Was it a week ago?
Yeah.
It's a week ago. I got woken up at about 11. by your mom.
Yeah.
Saying her child is going to die, obviously.
What?
And it's flooding in Queenstown, and it's flooding like right in front of our house, and I couldn't believe it.
Dude.
It was insane. Dude, and then I'm on a group on WhatsApp that talks about Queenstown, anything that happens in Queenstown, you know, basically electricity, water, whatever. So that group, one guy sent a message and said that, guys, the Queenstown River, Gomani River, is overflowing and here on the Texas Delta Bridge, and something is happening. I do not know. I'll take pictures just now, but something is happening here. It's too much.
Wow, really? Something is happening.
So there are people in the group. There are about more than 1,000 people in the group.
And then the one guy.
No one answered.
Oh my God. That was around 11-ish or so, ne?
You tell people you're going to die.
Okay. tell you what I was doing at that time. I was busy on my laptop. It was raining the whole day. I'm like, white noise. You know, it's beautiful. Outside, I'm like, vibes. You know, like a man. You know, like nature. So I'm like, cool. Let me do my thing. I hear my dog crying by the sliding door. I'm like, what's going on? When I open the door, I'm you. You don't want to know, bruh.
It's going down.
Yo, it was going down, bruh. The water was pacing in front of the house like waves ain't got nothing on the man.
Oh, my word.
The bridge. You couldn't even see the bridge. You couldn't see the bridge. The water was going over the bridge. I'm like, which one is this one? Why am I going to die alone? It was bad, bro. It was so bad. Come on. If everyone else was there, then I would have felt safer. But it was me alone. And I'm like, what's going on? And the water just kept on rising. The pressure was rising. Just to the extent where...
Bridges were breaking.
Private hospital was flooded. McDonald's is still
casino.
Flooded. Casino was flooded. It was so bad, dude. It was really bad. I think I'll actually post like a couple of pictures. I'll find some pictures and show them that dude. Queenstown was really bad to the extent that other people, I think a couple of people passed away. Ne? What you were, ne? Didn't you hear something like that?
I didn't hear of anything, but I know that people lost a lot of homes.
Yeah, a body was found as well.
Where?
There's a Komani meet, they said. At the back or something like that.
Oh my word, that's bad, bro.
Yeah. There was a body that was found recently. I think it was a woman.
Recently?
Like now, man. I think three days ago, I saw something on Facebook that was saying something like that.
But oh my word, and this thing happened about a week ago.
Kalong amanzi, dude, amanzi will hide you in places.
You know, this water, it's like, it wasn't raining as much in Queenstown.
That's what other people don't get. That's what I've been trying to explain, that it's not about Queenstown raining. And that water agalele kakhulu.
Yeah.
To the point where kwathi kwazoflata nasekomani. Because abehamba lamanzi. Bengamanga ndawonye.
It's like the water today.
Benganethi tu ekomani ngelaxesha bekusenzeka la nto, Mike.
The lady that works for us now,
yeah,
she lives in, is it Elliot?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, those areas.
Those areas around
it
there.
It was flooded there. So the water's coming as far as Elliot.
Exactly. And the house broke down.
Yeah, like, it was completely in half. You know,
dude.
Furniture, the neighbors had to move the furniture. Literally, there was no one there.
Yeah.
So they had to move the furniture from the house to next door or whatever.
Bad, bruh.
So it's water that's coming from other areas outside of Queenstown. Even now, they sent a message that said, we must be careful. If you're right on the riverbank, just be careful tonight because
the water
is rising again in Bongolo.
Ooh.
So everyone, just be careful. Losing your home, losing your belongings.
McDonald's losing so much business because they closed for a couple of days. I think, and no, what's the situation with that?
I don't know of anything.
No, bro, it's bad.
Let us know, man, on the comments.
Yes, on the comments, guys. If any, if you know anything about what's happening in Queenstown currently, McDonald's operating, not operating, anything, just please let us know. I want to send a very big shout out to the people that actually helped out with the whole flood thing, you know, by helping everyone who was affected by the floods.
Yeah.
Like, they took everyone to like a community center.
Yeah.
Which was JJ. And I think there was another one as well. I'm not too sure. But, Melton Garden.
Melton Garden.
Yes, they took everyone there. And people that had their homes damaged, people that lost things and all of that, you know. So I think they're going to be placing them in like Baza Benzelizindlu or something. I don't know. Like,
I also don't know what the progress would be, but I know that you can still donate things.
Oh, yeah.
There are drop-off points in and around Queenstown. I will give you all of the information that I do have.
Okay, I'll put it in the description below, okay, guys. Then we can all do something about that. But yeah, man, a very big thank you to everyone who was helping out with the cooking and the dishing up and, you know, donated clothes and all of those kind of things. Like, that's really amazing. Keep on doing things like that. Even I myself was thinking of donating some clothes, but all my clothes are the side.
I know, me too.
Yeah, because all my clothes are the side. I've got a whole lot of them that I don't wear anymore, so it would have been nice to, but I'll still do it. I'll still collect them and then just put them in a bag or something.
Yeah.
And then we can see what we can do about that.
I think I wanted to also donate toys, shame, man.
Yeah, man. No, let's do something like that. Let's put something together and then we'll probably, when we go back down to Queenstown, we'll do something.
Yeah.
We'll go, we'll drop them off. But man, I don't want to drag the show any longer, dude. I know it's the first one. I know you guys missed us. I've missed you guys too.
I've missed everything. Like,
but we have the other things that we're recording. The other things that we're busy with. Oh, you missed this.
I missed this. You know, yeah. There's a difference. There's a big difference between recording this and recording the other Breakfast Rush.
Yeah.
You know, it's also nice. It's got its perks, but you know what I mean.
I also want to hear what other people have to say about the Breakfast Rush. If people tune in and watch the video up until now, please answer. Please tell me what you guys think about it. It would be nice to get some feedback. Got a couple of messages from friends, and they're very excited about it. They're very excited about it. And we're still working on it. It's not the final product yet. I mean, we're going to get to a point where we're like, okay, this is the segment, your booty, this is, you know, all of those things.
Yeah.
We'll structure it in a very nice way, but we'll make it sound as professional as possible, because that's what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, man, we're trying to get a little something here. But man, do you have anything you want to say? Anything on your mind that you want to talk about? Anything you've been watching? Anything? I don't know.
No, I haven't been watching anything. No, I haven't. I haven't. Just, you know, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, nothing. I've just been, you know, doing a couple of things, working on new things. Okay. But yeah, still coming.
Okay. All right. Man, I think let's call it.
Let's call it.
And it's getting dark.
It is getting dark.
It's getting very dark. Guys, we are out. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Do all of those nice things. Comment, share, you know, talk to your friends about it. Tell your friends about it. Tell your mother, tell your grandmother. You know, tell everyone about it. Let's go.
Just comment. I will also comment, because I actually just saw a comment that I wanted to respond to, and I was like, no, man, this is like 2 months ago. No, guys, I'm going to comment now.
Yeah, be part of it. Even when it premieres, we can actually go there and chat and just make it interesting a bit.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
We will check you. We are out.